This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Michelle Obama lands in China tomorrow, where she will meet with Chinese First Lady Peng Liyuan in Beijing before touring the country to speak about education. Her daughters and mom are also going along. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is in Shanghai. Hey, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So here we have the first women of the world's top two economies spending a day together. Sounds like a match made in photo op heaven.
Yes, indeed. They're hanging out in the Forbidden City. They're seeing a show together. They've even got a dinner date. I think the hope here is that these two first ladies have more in common than their husbands have in common with each other. They are both passionate advocates for educational opportunity. Both of them are known for their fashion sense. Both have daughters, and both are very popular in their respective countries.
How popular do you think Michelle Obama might prove to be with Chinese people?
Oh, I think she'll be very popular. Today, I spoke to education reformer Zhang Xueqin about this, and he said she will likely have rock star status here in China.
The fact that she has two very pretty daughters coming to China is a big sell. The fact that she's a rags-to-riches story, that's a message that's very sympathetic in China.
Now, America's First Lady will talk about the value of an American education during her visit to schools there. How will this go over in China?
Well, she's going to be preaching to the converted. Most Chinese recognize the shortcomings of their own education system. Many are sending their children away to universities in the U.S. There are now more than 200,000 Chinese students studying in the U.S., and American universities are establishing campuses all over China to meet that demand.
And making a lot of money in the process, I assume.
Absolutely. Billions.
That's Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks, David.